It's 8:09 on Mix 94.5, 20 degrees, top of 24 today, maybe a little bit of rain about. And our Dead Set legends, Tanya Armstrong and Lachie Reid, filling in for Claire Matt and Kimber.
Good on you, Liz. Yeah, well, Tan, a little while back, Claire Matt and Kimber actually spoke to a mother whose daughter was in an induced coma after contracting coronavirus on a cruise. It was, must say, pretty emotional radio. And we wanted to get an update from Carlene Brown, who is the mother. Carlene, welcome to you. Firstly, we hear there might be some good news. Kira Lee was obviously in an induced coma, but you might have some good news for us.
Absolutely, I do. About mid last week, they brought her out of a coma and off the life support, and she was breathing spontaneously. So yesterday she left ICU and she left ICU and was in a ward, and we've been to visit her.
That must have been an incredible moment. Were you allowed to even give her a hug? You haven't been able to go see her for so long.
Yes, no, we were actually able to give her a hug last night, and she's bounced back so well. It's incredible. The work they've done is amazing.
Set the scene for us. How long's it been since you've actually been able to physically see her and her family as well? I know the husband and the kids also haven't seen her for quite some time.
No, that's right. We were away before Kira Lee and her husband and eldest son went on the cruise. So I hadn't actually seen her since the 8th of February. But the children and her husband haven't seen her since, it's over 3 weeks now, about 25 days, I think. Yeah.
That must be taking an emotional toll out of them. And have they seen them? Did they join you in catching up with her?
No, not at all. They're actually all in lockdown at the moment. Due to different reasons, you know, travel and then whatnot. So they're just doing the isolation bit, doing what they should be doing. And I think one of the sons comes out of isolation today, so he'll go and visit his mum tonight.
Wow, that'll be fantastic. Carlene, what's Kira Lee's health like from here? What's her battles ahead?
She does have a fair bit of rehab to do. It would appear that she's got a weakness on her left side. But look, the staff at Fiona Stanley are amazing and they will do a rehab plan for her. At the moment, that's all that looks like is an issue for her. So we'll know in the fullness of time anyway that she where she sits with all that.
And what's her frame of mind like, and what does she recall? What is it like, just in general, how is she?
Generally, she's okay. She's extremely exhausted. She's using a walking frame. You know, she's finding it difficult to move around because she's just, her body's depleted. But emotionally, she was a bit emotional, as I was last night. But she remains positive that she can do this. She's got this, you know. It's just so many emotions that go through you over a period of time. But Kira Lee, she's doing well. She really is doing well, given that what the alternative was.
I know you've been sort of focused on Kira Lee and the health side of things, but the Ruby Princess, the cruise ship that she was on, what sort of feelings do you have towards how that was all handled?
Look, that's a difficult question to answer because my emotions have been up and down about that. There is an ongoing inquiry, a police investigation, and I'm very hopeful that the report that comes out of that is a thorough report that is made public and that we can follow things up from there. Our daughter and her husband, I think that was their 9th or 10th cruise with Princess, so they've been very dedicated cruisers. I love cruising, but I'm not convinced that I want to go cruising again. I'm not saying I won't. I'm just not convinced I will. So,
Yeah, as you mentioned, a criminal investigation going on, so we'll be hearing about it for a long time to come. Thank you so much for sharing that news with us, Carlene.
Oh, look, thank you. And could I just ask everybody to continue to practice your social distancing and wash hands and we don't want to see anybody else end up in ICU. It's not a good situation for family and loved ones.
A great message, Carlene. Thank you very much. Carlene Brown giving us an update on Kiralee, her daughter, who is in ICU in an induced coma, and she is recovering really, really well. This great news.
Yeah, 8:14. I'm Mix 94.5.